I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Some refugee children in Syria had the unusual opportunity this weekend to perform in a circus. The BBC's Lena Sinjab was on hand. Lena, you managed to squeeze in there under the big tent. Where did this take place and where do these refugee kids all come from?
Well, it was really a great and entertaining show to watch in a stadium in Damascus, in a small part of the stadium. And this was designed by the Danish government with the United Nations Refugee Agency, UNRWA, and the Syrian Red Crescent. They had Danish circus trainers who came here 6 months ago. Their basic interest was to focus on refugee children from Palestinian refugees and Iraqi refugees. And I've spoken to Paul Christian, who is the principal of the Danish trainers, and he said their basic aim is to increase the focus and productivity of the children, and this is what he said.
When you are learning how to juggle and how to make acrobatics, you can take the concentration from this work into when you're doing mathematics and reading books and so on. So it really helps you to know how to learn.
So, Lena, how do you think the circus is helping a lot of these refugee kids out there in Damascus?
Well, I have to say that Iraqi and Palestinian who live here in Syria, especially children, they have access to public schools. But there isn't any focus on the psychosocial side of the educational system that would help the kids focus their energy and get the best out of what they can give. And, you know, kids have a high energy and they don't want to be, it's not preferable to be wasted on normal sports activity, which are good on one hand. But I think for refugees in particular, it's really useful because, especially for Iraqi refugees who have been here with their families over the last 5 or 6 years, and they suffered the trauma of war and they still suffer being in exile and have the worries of their families back home. So this kind of activity really helps them in like cheerful way. That will get the stress out of them and make them more focused on their educational system.
And as far as the circus performance, I mean, was this a full-on production with lions and elephants, or was it really more about the kids and acrobatics and clowns?
I would describe it as a very moderate and humble kind of circus. It was mainly focusing on the physical activities of the kids, making them make different dance performances to some hip-hop music. In yesterday's performance, there were almost 40 kids, boys and girls, between 8 and 16 years old, and they were mainly from the UNRWA schools, which is the UN Relief Agency, a school dedicated for Palestinians, and different other schools affiliated to UNHCR. But the hope is like to expand this and integrate other Syrian kids in the performance.
And what was the best act you saw at the Refugee Kids Circus yesterday?
Well, I think it was the first scene where they were just trying to juggle around and playing to the music of the hip-hop music that was made particularly for the show in Arabic lyrics, which was quite amusing.
Did local kids enjoy what they saw from these refugee kids?
You can hear from the sounds of the performance, lots of kids shouting and laughing all the time and being excited about the show. I saw them sitting on the floor surrounding the small circus, and they were so excited to see their families sometimes performing. I hear one of the kids, he was surprised, "Oh, this is my brother," and started shouting at him and calling, "This is my brother," and he was laughing all the time, so it was quite amusing.
The BBC's Lena Sinjab with her eye on an unusual circus for Iraqi, Palestinian, and Syrian refugee kids in Damascus, Syria, the answer to our GeoQuiz today. Lena, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you.